he's about to go down, you can bet he's going to lower that shoulder and get another yard or two.
Got all the backups in now. Longhorns up by four scores, I believe. Dylan Smith working his way up the middle. Big gain for Smith. Longhorn first down and more. It'll be first down Longhorns at the 37-yard line.
If my calculations is correct, that was a 17-yard run with the burst up the middle by Dylan Smith. So that is the sixth first down for the Longhorns here this half. And so far, so good on that starting at the GR 39.
VRL under center has Smith behind him again. He hands it off to Smith again. Smith working his way, and he will get positive yards. Looks like they're going to mark him with forward progress. 2-3 yard gain for the Longhorns running back.
Yeah, and you can see the fresh legs of Dylan Smith. I mean, he looks really fast out there. He's been sitting on the bench itching to get in there, and so there's something to be said for getting some fresh legs in there in the fourth quarter as we are approaching about 7.5 minutes left in this game.
So it'll be second and 8, I believe, for the Longhorns. Same formation. Looks like I form, two receivers out. Villarreal under center. Takes the snap. Tosses it to number 30. That's going to be Malachi Montgomery. He has enough for Longhorns first down.
Another little burst there by some more fresh legs, as Jason just mentioned. It's fun to see him get out there and get to carry the ball and get some meaningful yards for them. And again, it also gives you a chance for your ones to take a little break here and know that they're not just going to go out and go three and out and punt. It's always fun in that senior group to see everybody get a shot.
Yeah, and just like with Malachi Ross for the Knights, both Montgomery and Dylan Smith are seniors, so really good to see them out there getting some meaningful reps.
I formation, VRL under center. VRL will take the snap, tosses it to Montgomery. Montgomery has a
good
hole
cut
up the middle, still on his feet, and he gets brought down at the Knights' 4-yard line. So first and goal for the Longhorns here, up by 4 scores.
Nice cut there by Montgomery on that 22-yard run down to bring up a first and goal. He took a couple solid hits, but, man, you could tell he's fresh, and you can just tell he's having a lot of fun out there.
There was a point at about the 10-yard line where you could almost see him pause like he was surprised himself that he was still on his feet, and it was kind of funny to watch.
I formation for the Longhorns. Villarreal under center. He has Montgomery behind him. He will toss it to Montgomery. Montgomery cutting up field.
He's
he
got
will
it.
Be
oh, they didn't
just short of the end
it
zone.
It looked like he was going to do it. Sorry about that.
And it will be second and goal with inches to go. Will not be surprised to see a little tush push action here. You've been following with the NFL. You know the Eagles do that all the time, and it has like a 92% conversion rate from what I've heard. So maybe Villarreal gets himself a rushing touchdown here.
But remember, like the Eagles coach said, they run it differently. If everyone could do it, everyone would do it. I'd kind of like to see Montgomery get this
touchdown. I think Montgomery's taking it.
I would too. Villarreal hands it off to Montgomery, and he is in for the touchdown. Malachi Montgomery gets his first touchdown on the year in the last game of the season. That'll make it 48-14 Longhorns, and maybe potentially 49 pending the extra point. We have an update from our sideline reporter, Kaylin Goodman. Kaylin, what do you have for us? Kaylin.
Hello?
Kaylin, what do you have for us?
I can hear you now. So, Longhorns are still going strong, and the vibes down here are amazing. And down here with HP, she's a pro videotographer woman. So
thank you, Kaylin.
Yeah, everybody enjoying this one. Look, when you're up 49-14, everybody seems to be in a good mood. And again, I mean, I think we had some technical difficulties, so I know we were off the air there for a little bit. When we came back, I'm not sure that the folks knew that this drive started at the 39-yard line, but you know, as you went into halftime, Mike, you had talked about for whatever reason, all the 61-yard scoring drives this team had in the first half. And when we saw them starting at the 39 again, we all three of us kind of looked at each other like, it couldn't happen again, could it?
It's the fourth 61-yard touchdown drive of the game so far for the Longhorns.
And for those of you that missed the first part of the drive, unfortunately, with our difficulties, we did get to see some second string and some backups in there tonight, and they took it all the way down the field. And I got to say, I'm pretty excited. The symmetry of the 61-yard or 60-yard, and Julian mentioned it, 61 yards, seven plays with the touchdown for the senior Malachi Montgomery. And there was some really hard running in there too, gentlemen. There was no let up.
No. Dylan Smith and Malachi Montgomery were running hard, and you could tell they wanted to get those extra yards and eventually get down there and punch it into the end zone. And this is an ideal situation. If you're Coach Cavallo, this is exactly what you wanted. You wanted to have the game in hand late, be able to get some of your seniors and some of your backups out there, give your starters a little bit of rest. But the starters got plenty of reps, three quarters plus of reps, to shake off that rust and get ready for the playoffs next week.
Kickoff from Atula is high and deep, and it'll go back into the end zone for a touchback. So that means that with Montgomery's touchdown, every running back in George Ranch's running back room has a touchdown this season. Malachi Montgomery got his first touchdown on the year, and I think it could be his first touchdown of his varsity career.
Yeah, and our running backs coach, Coach Quiz, Jaquiz Rogers, who, of course, played college ball at Oregon State and did about 7, 8, 9 years in the NFL. It's a testament to some of the schemes and some of the things that he's brought to that running back room in those meetings. As you touched on it, Julian, every one of those guys now has a score on the year.
All right, so Knights have the ball on the 25-yard line. Ross drops back in the pocket. He scrambles up to the right. He's going to toss it deep, and it's intercepted. Taken away by number 19, and he will go out of bounds at the 30-yard line.
Nice read there by Keen Farrell for the Longhorns. He's gotten quite a few reps in here tonight, even from starting in from the first quarter. We've seen him throughout the season filling in, playing some nickel, some dime action out there, and really good read by Farrell as Ross got flushed out of the pocket.
So Longhorns will be down at the 35-yard line. And Keen Farrell almost looked like he ran the route for the receiver, and he took it away from Ross.
Yeah, exactly. I thought Keen was the intended receiver, and it would have been a great throw if he was the intended receiver. And I'm kind of surprised that Elkins just didn't go to the running game on that drive like they had before. I mean, again, it's when they've tried to throw and do pass protection that they've really struggled.
Villarreal from I formation. He'll take the snap, hands it off to Dylan Smith. Smith has room up the middle, and he has...
That's going to be a first.
Enough for a first down. Well, it's not going to be 61 yards, but it will be 35 yards if they do end up scoring a touchdown here.
Yeah, and you can tell Dylan Smith wants to get pay dirt just like Malachi Montgomery did on the last drive. He's running hard. He's running inspired. And regardless of what it says on that scoreboard or what the time left on the clock, look, these are athletes, and they're out there to compete. And when you have to sit on the bench a lot, when you get in there, you are hungry to make things happen.
We're going to have a timeout on the field. Elkins calling the third and final timeout of this second half. And with that timeout, we'll go to break with the Longhorns leading 49-14.
Timeout on the field called by Elkins. Say one more thank you to Whataburger for supplying the...
Not sure if our commercials are working right now, so we think we're just going to leave it here. And guys, you know, 49-14, Longhorns on the move again. Now I think, you know, you do start looking ahead to next week. And again, you know, my big thing is I don't want the Longhorns to look at week two and say, man, we handled this team fairly easily. You know, we've got a really good shot to make it to the second round. The minute you start thinking like that is the minute that you go in and get beat.
Yeah, that's a quick ending to a season if you think you got it made. Beating any team twice in a season is tough to do.
Hey, you don't see many sweeps, two-game sweeps in an entire season. Villarreal in I formation, takes the snap, hands it off to Dylan Smith, and he will have about 5 yards on the ground. You know, looking forward to next weekend. It's a pretty big weekend for me. You know, you have the Longhorns first round of the playoffs, and which is also falling on my birthday. So that's kind of nice to hear.
Well, we would love to get you a Longhorn win for your birthday.
Yep.
So we will try and wrap it up in a nice package with a pretty red bow on it. Unfortunately, if the Longhorns are unable to beat the Taylor Mustangs, that will also have to be your gift from us.
Yeah.
So it could go either way.
Yep. Villarreal in I formation, under center. Malachi Montgomery behind him. He takes a snap and hands it to Montgomery. Montgomery has enough for a first down. A lot of Malachi Montgomery and Dylan Smith here in this fourth quarter. Good to see those two seniors getting all the touches. And looks like they're going to trade off again. Dylan Smith coming in for Montgomery here on first down.
Really nice rhythm here is here on this second drive now with some fresh legs out there. You don't always see that. Sometimes you see things get jagged, sloppy, mistakes. And maybe I perhaps just did the announcer jinx again, but really nice production and plenty of time on the clock when they're snapping too.
Carson Poss out wide left along with a receiver. Doesn't matter. They're going to hand it off to the fullback, and he will have a four-yard gain. That is number 33, Avery Luna.
Yeah, and another 5 yards, and it's you can't say 5 yards in a cloud of dust. You have to say 5 yards in a cloud of turf pellets.
Of pellets.
But I mean, nothing fancy. I mean, this is just smash-mouth football. This is, you know, we're going to impose our will on you, and we're going to run it right up the gut, and we're going to get 5 yards at a time, and we're just going to methodically go down the field and hopefully score another touchdown.
Old-school style of football. You don't see many fullback carries anymore. Villarreal under center. He'll hand it off to Dylan Smith, and he is met in the backfield. Great play and tackle from, that looks to be number 8 on the Knights, Khalid Muhammad, making the tackle in the backfield.
Yeah, and that was, they went to the well maybe one too many times, and the Elkins Knights kind of read the Longhorns' mail on that one.
So it's now 3rd and 5 for the Longhorns on the Knights' 10-yard line, on the brink of scoring their 8th touchdown of the night.
And if they don't get this first down, it's kind of a conundrum, right? Because really kicking a field goal is almost worse than just going for it. You really go for it. And some people may say, well, isn't that kind of rubbing it in, going for it down there? No, it's really not.
Nope. Smith takes the handoff. Oh, never mind.
The keeper.
Matthew Villarreal is in for the touchdown. What a play from Coach Cavallo, and Villarreal gets a rushing touchdown. We all thought Dylan Smith had the ball. That was that good old Peyton Manning hand fake to the running back, and he's in almost untouched. Ended up being tackled into the end zone, but Matthew Villarreal gets the rushing touchdown.
Well, that's got to be exciting for Villarreal. And you know, if you're wondering, well, who else could we maybe get into the end zone and get some points and get in the stat sheet, there's your answer. Backup quarterback Matthew Villarreal.
Matula on for the extra point, and it is up and good. It'll make it 55-14. So if we can go to break, Longhorns are leading 55-14.
And the answer is,
and the answer is no.
We cannot go to break, but that's all right. We'll take you guys through the last 158 as now with the extra point, 56-14, and this one was over a long time ago. And, again, it's really impressive as the second unit really picking up right where the first unit led off is, you know, just imposing their will on that defensive line of Elkins. Smash-mouth football, and I'm with you, Julian. I love the play call of faking it to Dylan Smith and sending Villarreal on the naked boot out to the left, and he had one guy meet him at about the 1-1.5 yard line, but you could just tell he was not going to be denied the pylon.
And if you've ever been on the backside of a lopsided score in a sport, as your coaches would tell you, well, if you don't want to get beat so bad, you stop them. They're not doing anything. They're running right at you. You got to do something to stop them. It doesn't matter. It happens to everybody in sports. And so I like the fact they're just running straight forward with it pretty much. The bootleg, I mean, it was a great call.
Yeah, and nothing that's going to, you know, cause friction in the post-game handshakes. I mean, these are backup players, and you don't ask the other team to stop playing. You know, it's almost more insulting. I mean, what do you do? Do you take a knee? You don't do that because that's more insulting to the other team.
Yeah, we saw that in a rivalry game earlier. Matula kicks off. It'll be over the head of air returner and into the end zone for a touchback.
Yeah, and that's a great point, Julian. We were talking off air earlier tonight about how in the Fulcher-Foster game, you had Fulcher with a huge lead, scored, I think, 70-plus points, and they literally were taking a knee in the fourth quarter.
On fourth down.
Which, if you're Foster, I guarantee you that's much more insulting than, you know, putting backups in and continuing to run the football or even throw passes. Again, if you've got backup quarterback and backup wide receivers in the game, even if you throw a pass, are you really running up the score? I don't think you are. You want to give these guys reps and give them a chance to do what they can do.
You know, especially on the night, senior night, it's the last game of their career, last football game of their life potentially, and, you know, you want to see these guys have fun, have and enjoy their night out, you know? All right, so it'll be Knight's first down on the 25. Malachi Ross in at quarterback again. Has two running backs beside him. Three wide receivers out, and looks like
delay
a game. Did not get the playoff in time.
Yeah, and I mean, he was talking back and forth with his running backs back there in formation. The play clock was winding down, and they just seemed to have no idea what they were going to do, almost like the play wasn't called from the sideline.
So it'll be first and 15 now instead of first and 10. 1:58 here to play at Mercer Stadium in Sugarland, Texas. Ross hands it off, and he breaks a tackle, but he's met in the backfield, breaks another tackle. He reverses fields, has plenty of room, gets the first down and more, has blockers downfield, and he's finally brought down at the Longhorns' 45-yard line.
And was that Renfro?
Yeah.
And
yep.
Brandon Renfro.
Somebody's
yep.
come up hobbling. I don't know if it's Renfro or someone else. But we've got a night player down, so
looks like Malachi Ross.
Yeah,
I think it was one of the blockers that was trying to spring him for that last run.
Well, when he reversed field that last time, Malachi Ross, even though he's the quarterback, he pulled a Deion Drinkard and got out in front as the lead blocker. And that's what you worry about with a quarterback when they're out there lead blocking is maybe he's going to come up hobbling, and that's what happened here. We obviously we'd normally take a break here, but we'll keep it here because we're having the commercial problems, but. And this is now getting to the point where you just want the final seconds to tick off the clock because you hate to see a guy, you know, get injured, you know, this late in a game that's 56-14.
On both sides. You want to run on both sides. No one's going to argue from the George Ranch side either. They don't want to see their guys or anybody get hurt. So
right.
that was a heck of a 31-yard run. We've seen a few of those tonight for George Ranch, just the back and forth, most exciting 5 yards. But they took it 31, and they were not – they were maybe one more block from breaking it all the way through, which would have become 80. So fortunate for the Longhorns to catch up to them there right at the end.
Well, Malachi Ross was able to hobble off the field under his own strength, and unfortunate for him in his last game. But going back to the game, it's first and 10 for the Knights at the Longhorns' 49-yard line after that impressive run from Brandon Renfro. New quarterback under center, having trouble picking up a number, but we'll get that to you real quick. Hand it off to Renfro, and he will be met at the line of scrimmage. Gain of 2.
Yeah, you could kind of tell it's a little bit of second unit here for the Longhorns as well. They've rotated a lot of guys in. They've actually rotated quite a few defensive linemen tonight too, so they're getting some extra reps. But you kind of saw as number 27 for the Horns was rallying to the ball. You could see his jersey stretched almost all the way off of his shoulder pad. But again, all in good fun. Just guys for the Elkins are trying to get out there and make their plays too.
New quarterback for the Knights, number 26, David Ross. He's in the shotgun. He'll take the snap at the high one, but he pitches it out to Elon Conley, and he will be tackled just beyond the line of scrimmage for another gain of 2.
Don't go out of bounds, Conley. Don't go out of bounds. That would have been the last play of the game as we're under 40 seconds, but he stepped out of bounds. So that's going to be at least one more play that the Knights are going to have to run.
Hopefully the last play of the game and the last play of this season here upcoming for
regular season.
Of the regular season, my bad, for the Knights.
field at the conclusion.
Well, it will be the last play of the season for the Knights, the last play of just the regular season for the Longhorns.
Ross takes the snap, looks back to throw, has people going very deep. He throws it deep, and it is incomplete. So,
a lot of hand-checking down there, but you're not going to get a penalty call with 26.6.
It was mutual. It was mutual.
It was.
It was good coverage there by Vance Raval, sophomore D-back.
And the ball was not catchable. It was terribly underthrown, and you're just not going to throw a flag with 26 seconds left in a 56-14 game. Unfortunately, the incomplete
the one more
pass,
play at least.
The incomplete pass stopped the clock. So here we are again with 26.6 on the clock.
Fourth down, so unless this play lasts all of 26 seconds, I think we will get another play here. Quarterback runs out the pocket, throws it deep, has a receiver,
it
is caught. And he's down at the 4-yard line. What a play and catch from number 4, Thomas Lucray. Lucray Thomas, excuse me. And he's shaken up after the play.
Yeah.
41-yard pitch and catch for the Knights.
And that's unfortunate. He's come up injured, and he's rolling around on the turf, not having a good time. And that's, again, you hate to see that, 56-14, and especially after making such a great catch and a great play. And now the Elkins Knights are becoming the walking wounded here, adding injury to insult, if you will. And
it was well defended by the
–
there was two defensive backs right there for the Horns. They just didn't quite get their head around. If they get their head wrapped around, they might have a shot to knock that away. But overall, good coverage there. By the Horns, this really terrific catch.
And now the mentality does change for the Knights. I mean, they're at the 4-yard line. They got 18 seconds left. They'll take a couple shots in the end zone, and you can't blame them for it. Look, the outcome is not in question anymore. But again, like I was talking about earlier, you don't ask these kids to stop playing. You don't ask the people that are in the game to stop playing the game. And you can bet that the backup defenders for the Longhorns are talking to their coaches, and their coaches are saying, look, if you don't want them to score, you're going to have to stiffen up here. They're not going to take a knee just because there's 18 seconds left and they're down by 42 points. They're going to try and punch you in the mouth and score a touchdown here, and you need to try and stop them.
First and goal on the 4-yard line for the Knights. I was David Red on that toss. That was a really good throw to the receiver. First and goal, and he will be stopped at the 3-yard line. Good tackle. Some scuffling in the back of the end zone.
Oh, you don't want this now. Yep.
6 seconds remaining. We just want to end this one, making our night longer.
And that stops the clock, too. That would have been the last play of the game, too. So hopefully we find out that we have
a little bit
more offsetting again.
Yeah, if it's on the offense, which I don't know if it was or not, but if it's on the offense, then they should probably just do a 10-second runoff and this one's over. But they're going to huddle up. And, yeah, you don't need to see this at the end of a blowout.
Nope.
You just don't. Yeah.
So
it's
going to
be
offsetting. Yep.
So that should run it, or they should wind the clock as soon as the ball's set, correct?
Yeah, I would think it was not a defensive penalty. He was
right.
Tackled inbound, so they need to wind this clock when it's set for play. Let's see what he does with the arm motion here.
Yep.
And he's going to wind it.
Yep.
But they're lined up. They're ready to roll.
One last play for the Knights. If they can get it off, 1 second remaining, and they do get it off. It's a run play. Renfro is
in
for the touchdown.
Elkins.
So on the last play of the season, of the regular season, the Knights score a touchdown to make this game.
We got more shoving again.
Here we go again. We're playing.
And more fighting.
And the coaches from both sides are pulling them off.
Yeah, as they should. And, there's not even a need to kick the extra point.
The game is literally over. This is a good move. Get everybody off the field and get ready to go home.
So, since we can't go to commercial break, folks, we'll go ahead and wrap this up for you. The kind of game that the Longhorns needed to have. They came out, dominated early. Guys, your thoughts as we head to next Saturday at 2 p.m. against Katy Taylor?
I think you said it. I mean, came out, played smart, played clean, wasn't real sloppy. kept our heads as things got a little chippy from time to time, and that's all you can really ask for coming out of a bye and heading to the playoffs.
Really a statement win for the Longhorns, especially their offense, putting up 56 points. It's really impressive. They're going to need this same level of playing, the same level of intensity that they brought to this game to next week, and definitely a great way to end off the season. Longhorns finish off 8-2 overall, 6-2 in 26A, clinching the playoffs. We'll see you here next week at Mercer Stadium against the Taylor Mustangs. So long, everyone.